Today's daf is Me'ilah daf Yud Aleph. We are beginning the third parak of Maseches Me'ilah. We read the Mishnah yesterday, but let's read it again. Get started here on the third parak of Me'ilah. This Mishnah goes through the five chatos hamesos, the five various karbonos chatos, animals that have kedusha of a karbon chatos that have to be left to die. So first three are very straightforward, clear cut. Vlad chatos, utmuras chatos, bechatos shemesu ba'aleha, yamusu. If you have the vlad of a karbon chatos, the tumura of a karbon chatos, when you exchange a karbon chatos for another animal, and a chatos shemesu ba'aleha, chatos whose owner dies before bringing the karbon chatos, so in all those cases, the animal is left to die. Now the next two are a little more detailed. V'she'ibra shnasa v'sha'avda v'nimseis balas mum. If an animal aged out beyond the time that it's appropriate to be brought as a karbon chatos, or it was lost, and when you found it, it was a bal mum. So imi shekipra abaylim. So if you find it after the bailim already got kapara with the original karbon chatos, tamus ve'ina usa tamura, then it's mace, then you let it die, and it can't make a tamura. V'lonen and v'lomolin. There's an iser hana on it, but there's no mi'ila mida oraisa on it. But ve'im ad shelo kipru abaylim. But if you find it before you got kapara with any other animals, so you still need to bring a karbon chatos, so then tira ad shetistai v'timacher v'yichu b'demeh acheres v'osa tamura mo'olin ba. So then let this animal graze until it develops a mum, sell it, use that money to buy its substitute karbon chatos, because you're still chayv chatos, you're still going to need to bring one. So use that money to bring another karbon chatos, and such an animal can be osa tamura, and it is subject to mi'ila mida oraisa, because again, you have not yet brought your karbon chatos. In the Sefer Perushim Mechidushim, one of the achronim on Maseches Tamura, he raises the following suffix. What if you have a chatos that's a... That's nogeach somebody al pishnei edim. It goes and kills somebody, gores somebody al pishnei edim, or maybe it's roveya somebody al pishnei edim. It's a behemoth that's roveya or nirva, and therefore it's nigmar dina lemisa. It's a sharaniskal. You have a karbon chatos that becomes a sharaniskal. So do we say that its din is like chatos hamesos, and therefore it's eino usa tamura? It's lo nen and v'lo ma'olin, because after all, this is an example of, I guess, a sixth chatos hamesos. What if you have a karbon chatos that had a psak din, a decision of the beis din, that it's chayiv misa? So that's also mesa. So should we say it follows all the rules of chatos hamesos, that it's einos atemurus lo nen v'lo ma'olin? Or maybe no, maybe only the chatos hamesos that are mishnah lists are einos atemura, because the reason they're chatos hamesos is that in some level the kedusha was removed from them. But a roveya, a nogeach, something else caused the din misa. The misa is not because of a removal of the kedusha. The misa was because they have some other problem that came up. So the maskana that the Pirushim Kedushim writes is that when it comes to tamura, certainly it's not subject to tamura, because once you have a gemar din the misa, it's as if it doesn't have a bailim, and anything that doesn't have a bailim can't have tamura. So that one is very clear in terms of does it have all the rules of chatos hamesos? Don't know, but does it have the rule of chatos hamesa that it's einos tamura? That it definitely has, for a different reason, not because of the nature of this animal being chatos hamesa, but because it doesn't have a bailim. And whenever it doesn't have a bailim, by definition, it's not going to be subject to tamura. So the Mishnah had also said that vlad chatos, tamuras chatos, chatos shemesu ba'aleha should be left to die. Ibrash nasa of the v'nimseis palas mum, then we gave the distinction between when you found it. Did you find it before you got a kapara, after you got a kapara? The Mikdash David just points out that we see from our Mishnah that a vlad chatos hamesa is eino b'misa, because if chatos hamesos can't be matvis their kedusha onto a tamura, if a chatos hamesa is unable to make tamura, then for sure a chatos hamesa, if it has a vlad, the kedusha of the parent of the chatos hamesa is not going to be nitfas on the vlad, because the Gemara in Becharos says that psulei mekdashim that are niftu can make a tamura, but they cannot make their vlados have any kedusha. The vlados are going to be chulin. So Tosfos says that since their iser is very small, it's only an iser of gizav avoda, therefore they don't have the ability, they don't have the koach to make their kedusha chal on the vlados. So what emerges from there is that to make Kedusha Chal on Vlados requires more Kedusha than to affect the Temura. So if we're going to say that that a Chatas HaMesa doesn't affect the Temura, so it doesn't have enough Kedusha to affect the Temura, well then certainly, says the Mikdash David, it's not going to have enough Kedusha to affect the Vlad, because it emerges from the Gemara and Bechorah, so you need more Kedusha to affect the Vlad than you do to affect a Temura. So it's a halacha that emerges from here, is that the Vlad of the Chatas HaMesa is not going to have that Kedusha. That's the Shita of the Mikdash, David. One last point on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if you find the animal that developed a mum before you get a kapara with some other animal, so you still need to bring a carbon chatos, so let it graze until it develops a mum, sell it, use the money to buy another one, and it's osa tamura, it's molimba. So Rashi writes that, Rashi explains that if it's before the kapara, before you use some other animal as your carbon chatos, and you want to use this money of the balas mum, the value of this animal that's a balas mum, to bring as for your carbon chatos, since it's already a balas mum, it has to be sold right away, and you'll bring with the money, you'll bring carbon chatos. But a chatos she'ivra shnasa, if it's a chatos that's meaning there are two cases of avda, right? Both, I should have mentioned this before. When the Mishnah says that there are five chatos amesas, right? So the Mishnah starts off with three. Vlad chatos, tumuris chatos, chatos shemesu balea. Then there should be two more, right? But the Mishnah sounds like it says three more. Because what does it say? V'she'ibra shnasa, v'sha avda, v'nimseis balas mum. So those three more, but it should only be two more. There are only five. So the Rishonim will point out, the word v'sha avda is a detail in the case of ibra shnasa, and in the case of Nimtzeis Balas Mum, there are only two more. There's Ibra Shnasa, there's Nimtzeis Balas Mum. But we're giving cases where Ibra Shnasa, and you lost it, there was Ibra Shnasa because you lost it, and by the time you find it, so then we have details. By the time you find it, did you bring another one, did you not bring another one? And Nimtzeis Balas Mum also. You lost it, and then it turned out to be a Bal Mum by the time you find it. So Rashi writes that if it's a nimtzeis balas mum, the animal has a mum, if we're talking about that case, so right away sell it and bring a carbon chatos with the money. If we're talking about ivra shnasa, that it's aged out, but it's not a bal mum, so that's when the Mishnah says you have to let it graze until it develops a mum before you sell it and you buy another one. Rashi Maseches Tmura adds to the picture over here, Maseches Tmura, Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph, and he says, we're talking about that you don't want to get a kapara with another one. Even though you had designated a second animal maybe for kapara, you don't want to. You want to use this original one for your kapara, so that's why you have these options. You have these options of, if it already has a mum, sell it and use the money. If it does not yet have a mum, but it's too old to bring, so you let it develop a mum, and then you'll bring another one. So asks the Teferis Yisrael on the Mishnah, a very fundamental question. He says, how is it mutter? Let's say you're dealing with an animal, Tivra Shnasa. How is it mutter? And again, what's the case? You lost your original carbon chatos. You then designate another animal for your carbon chatos. And that animal's good. It's ready to go. And by the time you find the first one, you still haven't shechted the new one, but the first one's too old. So what are we saying you're allowed to do? I really want to bring the first one. I want the first one to have some connection to this carbon, so I'm allowed to let the first one graze, develop a mum, use the money to buy another one, instead of just bringing the second one. So ask the Pharisee Yisrael, how are you allowed to do that? Let's say you let it graze and it never develops a mum. Then you're going to violate Bal Ta'acher. You have a chiv to bring a carbon. We're going to make such a delay because you have it in your brain that you need to use the first animal that you designated to carbon chatos. You don't want to bring the second animal. How are we going to allow that to happen? It's going to be Bal Ta'acher on the carbon. So there are several answers in the Echronim. So the Tiferes Yisrael himself on the Mishnah says that we're talking about where he wants to wait until Yantif to see if it develops a mum. If it doesn't develop a mum, so he's not going to violate Baal Tachar. When Yontif comes, he'll bring the second animal, but he at least wants to give it a chance. So we're not saying that you're allowed to just let Yontif pass and just wait and wait and wait till it develops a mum. The Melechus Choshev in Masechus Smuz Matarits, in the name of the Tiferes Yerushalayim, that whenever there's a Hezek Mamon, there's no Chiyuv Baal Tachar. So he's allowed to wait until it develops a mum, because maybe he's afraid that he's going to lose money. He's going to lose out. Otherwise, it's going to be a Chatz Shkipu Baalel, and it's going to have to be left to gain nothing out of it. So therefore, it's not going to be a violation of Baal Tachar. And the Melechus Choshev answers that the whole list of Baal Tachar is when he doesn't want to bring something that's Roy Lahakrava, or when he's not able to bring his carbon, where he's not able to bring his carbon or its value, and he doesn't want to buy another carbon in its place. But in a situation where if he waits, the money of this carbon will be Roy Lahakrava, that's not a violation of Baal Tachar. You're allowed to wait in that situation. Meaning Baal Tachar is waiting unnecessarily. This isn't considered waiting unnecessarily. He has something that he does want to bring. It's not that he's avoiding bringing it. He just can't. He can't bring it yet. So he's waiting until it comes back into the picture to be able to be brought. Okay, says the Gemara, Tapi Yad Alpha Man Aleph, Maishna Resha Deloka Maflug, Maishna Seifa Deka Miflugi. Why is it that in the Resha, we just listed off first three Chatos HaMesos without any statements about it? We just said that there are always Chatos HaMesos, whether you got a kapara with another one, you didn't get a kapara with another one, doesn't make a difference. And the seifa, we start giving chilukim. So it says Gemara, reisha psikalei, seifa lo psikalei. No, big difference. If you look at Tosos explains, maisha seifa demiflig, kolomar demiflig ivra shnasa v'shinim seispalos mum, mehani tas the reisha v'lo tani kulu b'chad bava. Why don't we mention all five all in one shot? Why don't we mention three and then mention the other two? So umishani, the Gemara's answer is, reisha psikalei debakol inyan tamos, bein kipru, bein lo kipru, because in the Resha, the halacha is going to be very straightforward, very clear-cut. Doesn't matter whether you got a kapara, didn't get a kapara. These chatos are always mesos. Avol seifa lo psikalei. Zolam rina bahani de seifa tamos. Ela im kain kipru bailim. But the last two chatos mesos are only chatos mesos if you already got a kapara. Avol below kipru amrina tirakin and farsh mastis in hilkul sarach lefulginu betray bavi. But if you didn't already get a kapara in the last two cases, they're not chatos mesos. So that's why they have to be separated, because they have different details in the halacha, whereas the resha is just very straightforward. There are no details. So says Gemara, Hatana legabi tmura. This Mishnah sounds so familiar. We had this exact same Mishnah word for word in Maseches Tmura. So why is what's Rabbi Dandasi trying to get away with over here by repeating the same Mishnah twice in two different places? Says the Gemara, Tana hasa mishum tmura, Tana hasa mishum ila. Not trying to get away with. It's needed for the shleimus of each mesechta. This is a Mishnah that relates very much to Tmura and relates very much to Me'ila. So we mentioned it in Tmura, agav all the halachas of Tmura. That's a very normal thing to do. We always do that when we give shiurim, when we discuss any topic. So it's not called repeating if it's something that it's not being repetitive and annoying or unnecessarily repetitive if it's something that comes up in several places. So whenever we're on that topic, we discuss the details. So it has we have to learn from a Tamura perspective, and we have to learn it from a Mi'ila perspective. Okay, next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Hamafrish Maos L'Nazirusa. Let's say a person sets aside money to bring his karbanos of a nazir. Now a nazir has to bring karban chatas, karban ola, karban shlamim. Chatas and ola are kachay kachim, karban shlamim is kachim kalim, right? So obviously very different rules in terms of mi'ila between kachay kachim and kachim kalim. When you designate something as kachay kachim, right away it's subject to mi'ila, not so by kachim kalim. But over here the guy didn't designate animals for a karban, nor did he even... designate which money is going to be used for which karban. He just set aside a bunch of money and said, this should be for my karbanos of nazirus. But he didn't identify which money is going to be used for which karbanos of nazirus. So the halach is lo nenin, not allowed to get hanah from that money, but for lo molin, it's also not going to be subject to mi'ila. Mipnei shein ru'yin lavo kulon shlamin, because all of this money could theoretically be used for a karban shlamin. So since it could all be used theoretically for a karban shlamin, said shlamin is not kachim kalim, it's not going to be subject to me'ila, so the money is not going to be subject to me'ila either. There is a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos over here. What does it mean? Ruuyin kula navo shlamim, that all of it could be brought as a shlamim. So Tosfos explains that since he doesn't explicitly say anything about which money goes for what, let's say he finds a really geshmak, a fat animal that will cost all of this money, and he wants to buy that animal for the carbon shlamim, he is permitted to use all of this money to buy a carbon shlamim, and just add other money, bring in other monies to buy his carbon ola and carbon chata. So literally, all the money could be used for a carbon shlamim. But Rashi, the Mefarish over here, explains that no, that the reason that what we mean when we say ruin lava kulan shlamim is you don't know which of these monies is going to buy a shlamim, which one's going to buy an ola, which one's going to buy a chatas. So by each and every dollar of this money, there's not going to be a violation of meila because it might have been the money that was designated for the carbon shlamim. So Tos Yantif and Likutei Halachos point out that there would be a major nafkamina between Rashi and Tosos. That according to Rashi's reasoning, let's say you got hana from all of the money. Now, if the whole reason why it's lo ma'olin, why there's no mi'ila, is that you know all of this money is going to be split in some way between Ola, Chatos, and Shlamim. You just don't know how. So when I get hana from $5 of it, those $5 might have been used for Shlamim. Yeah, but if I get hana from all of it, well then I definitely got hana from the money that was going to be used for the Chatos and for the Ola as well. So then it should be a violation of Me'ila. But according to Tosfos, no, the Vart isn't that this money is for sure going to be used for all three Karbanos, and I just don't know which is going to be used for what. All of the money might be used for a Shlamim, zero of it might be used for a Chatos and Ola. If that's the case, even when I get hana from all of the money, it's still not going to be a violation of Me'ila. That's the nafkamina that the Likutei Halachos says between Rashi and Tosfos. Now the Mishnah Lemelech raises quotes a very a shita and achronim or a kasha and achronim that caused a lot of discussion. The Mishnah Lemelech in the 7th parak of Hilchos Meila in Halacha Vav asks in the name of the Mahari al Pandari. This kasha, the Mahari al Pandari, that according to Rashi, that there's mi'ila on ma'os stumim. It's just that if you are only ma'al with part of the money, it's not a violation of mi'ila because that money could have been used for shlamim. Meaning, assuming our understanding of Rashi is correct, that it's not that this money is not subject to mi'ila. It is subject to mi'ila. Some of it's going to be used for a chata, some of it's going to be used for an ol. So if I get enough from all of it, it is mi'ila. It's just if I get enough from some of it, it's not mi'ila. So if that's the case, why don't we say that there's mi'ila even if you're moel on each and every little bit of it? Because we should say that the carbon shlamim money is batel barov. There's going to be more money there for the chatas and for the ola than there is for the shlamim. The chatas and the ola money is subject to mi'ila. The shlamim money is not subject to mi'ila. So say that it's batel barov. And the rov of the money is money that's subject to mi'ila. So we should say that no matter which money, even if you only get hana from a little bit of the money, it should be subject to mi'ila. That's the kasha of the Mahari al Pandari. So the Mahari al Pandari wants to prove from here that there must not be any such thing as bittel by money. It must be that there's no din of bittel when you're dealing with matbeah, when you're dealing with coins. But the Mishnah Lamelech rejects this raya, and he says bittel barov is only when you're trying to be matir something ba'achila, but not to be mechayiv kares, mechayiv malkus, mechayiv a korban. And we don't say bittel barov. Bittel barov is a little piece of nevela falls into your chalent, and you want to be matir the rest of the chalent ba'achila. So you apply. So well, that would be batel b'shishim, but whatever it is, But bittel barov is when you want to be matir something, but to be mechayiv an onesh. Whoever heard of bittel barov in such a case? Now in the sefer Kol Sofer on the Mishnayis, he brings from the Magadim, the Psicha Kalalis, in the name of the Rashba, that no, we do say Bittel Barov even to be Mechayev. That we would say Bittel Barov even to be Mechayev Kares, to be Mechayev Onshin. So what's the teretz then to the Maria Pandari's Al Pandari's Kasha? Why is it that we don't say Bittel Barov over here? So he says, that which we say Bittel Barov to be Mechayev Onshin, that's only by Shari Surim, where it's Gzeres HaKasuv, that if a Miut Heter is mixed with Rov Isser, so the din of the Miut becomes like the din of the Rov. But by Mi'ila, you need the Chefza to be Mikodshe B'nei Yisrael. And the Chatzra Kodesh that's Zoche in the object from Hefker doesn't have Mi'ila because it's not Mikodshe B'nei Yisrael. And therefore, there's no Bittel Barov that's going to work. Meaning, it's not enough to say that it belongs to Hekdesh. It's not enough to say that somehow it's in the purview of Hekdesh. It has to be Kodshe B'nei Yisrael. It has to be something you were Makdish. So when something is Batal Barov, yes, it now belongs to Hekdesh. It's like the Chatzar of the Beis HaMikdash was Kona something with Kinyan Chatzar. So that doesn't make it subject to Me'ila, though. In order for it to be subject to Me'ila, you need to be Makdish. It needs to be Kodshe B'nei Yisrael. And that you don't have. That's why we're not going to say Bittul Barov. Dafka over here, we're not going to say Bittul Barov, but there would theoretically be a concept of Bittul Barov, he argues, even by coins. That's how he explains this machlokas. Now, the Netziv and the Brisker Rav weren't so convinced that there's really this major machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos the way we understood it. The Netziv just asks on the Mari Al Pandari and the Mishnah Melech, there's no din Bittul Barov in this Mishnah, because the Chachila, you're definitely allowed to designate all this money. For you're allowed to be mafresh the money and take from this money for the Dmei Shlamim and buy a carbon shlam with it. Meaning, if it was Batal Barov, let's say, what are we saying over here? That since in the mixture there's Dmei Ola, Dmei Chatas, Dmei Shlamim, the Dmei Shlamim is Batal. So what if I want to use some of this money to actually buy a Shlamim? Should I say, well, it's too late now, it's Batal, the Dmei Shlamim? No, of course I'm allowed to use the money to buy a Shlamim. I set aside this money to buy all three of my Karbanos. So of course I'm allowed to use some of that money to buy a Shlamim. If there was a Din Bittul, so you wouldn't be able to use some of the money to buy a Karban Shlamim. It would be Batal Barov, would be asked to use the money at all for a Karban Shlamim, because it would be Batal Barov Chatas Viola. So the Netziv writes even further that it seems that even according to Rashi, if you get hanah from all of the money, even according to Rashi, it's not a violation of Me'ila. Not like the Tosfos Yontif understood in Rashi, not like the Likutei Halachos understood in Rashi, that since some of this money is going to be used for a Chatas Nola, when you use all of the money that is subject to Me'ila, no. Rashi does not mean to say that. Rather, what Rashi means to say is that since each and every dollar of this money could have been used to buy a shlamim, and you don't need to be mechallel the money in order to do so. So if that's the case, it's muchach that this money, none of this money, is niskadish b'kedushas chatas viola yet. You designate the money for the purpose of one day buying a chatas nola, but none of this money has kedushas chatas viola. That's why we don't say bittul barov. None of the money actually has kedushas chatas viola. Haraya, I'm allowed to take any one of these dollars and use them to buy a carbon shlamim. Since you could take any amount of this money and use it to buy a carbon shlamim, it's the greatest raya that it's not designated yet for a chatas nola. Okay, there's more in the Brisker Rav. Let's see Vayter in the Gemara. We got to do Gemara here. So says the Gemara Vayter, we did the whole Mishnah. No, we did it, I don't think. So Mace, third line of the Mishnah, Mace Vahayula Mostum. And let's say a guy dies and he leaves over Mostum, and he leaves over money that's not designated for which Karban is which. So Yipulun Nadava, so now you can't bring the Karbanos because Chatas is, the Bailum dies, you're not going to be able to bring the Karban. So let the money go to Nadava. But most, and since any of the money could be the Chatas money, all the money goes to the Ndava. Most Mefurashim, let's say he dies and he leaves over most Mefurashim, $5, whatever it is, $100 for the Chatas, $100 for the Ola, $100 for the Shlamim, and he has it in clear envelopes, this one's for that, this one's for that. So then, Dmei Chatas Yelchul Yam HaMelech, the money of the Chatas goes to Yam HaMelech, Lo Nen V'lo Ma'olin, it's not subject to Mi'ila, but you're not allowed to get Hanah from it, because that's like a chatas shemesu baleha. Dmei ola yaviu ola ma'olin behen. The dmei ola, the money for the carbon ola, you would bring as a carbon ola, you would bring for a carbon ola, because you can have an ola s'nadava, that's fine, and it's subject to mila. Dmei shlamim yaviu shlamim v'nechal niyamecha v'intun lechem. And the money that was designated for the carbon shlamim, used to actually bring a carbon shlamim, but unlike a normal carbon shlamim, which could be eaten for 2 days and one night, the carbon shlamim of a nazir is only eaten for 1 day. This carbon shlamim should also only be eaten for 1 day. Even though the bailum died, so it's not really for any nazir right now, but since the money was originally designated for the carbon shlamim of a nazir, it should follow that rule of a carbon shlamim of a nazir in terms of the time within which it has to be eaten, but not all the rules of a carbon shlamim of a nazir in that ve'in tunin lechem. Whereas the carbon shlamim of a nazir requires lechem, this will be like a regular carbon shlamim that does not require lechem. If you want to come up with a case where a person designates money that some of it is not going to be subject to meila, so nami why don't you give a case where you mafresh money for a kan? What's a kan? We're going to learn meseches kinim soon. A kan is a set of birds. One of them is used for an ola, one of them is used for a chata. So wait a second. If one's used for an ola, one's used for a chata, so shouldn't they both be subject to meila? They're both kachi kachim. No, here's why not. Because what you could do with the money is that you could buy a tor that is too young to be brought as a korban. So since it's too young to be brought as a korban, it's not yet subject to meila because it's too young. It's not roy l'mizbeach. It's only when it gets a little bit older. So that could have been the case where we said that he leaves ma'os stumin, and therefore any bit of the money could be something that you would violate mila with, or something that you would not violate mila with. Tosfos points out when we say bnei yona shavrzmanin, that's not really the point over here. That's kedin nosva. Tosfos points out because that would never be roy l'mizbeach because it's already avrzmanin. It's too late. We just mentioned it agav the mentioning of the torim that are lo higiyas manan. So asks Reish Lakish, instead of giving a case of a nazir where he designates money for his three korbanos, why don't we give a case of just stam, someone who designates money for a kan, for the two korbanos of the kan? So it says, Amarava, Amra Torah, Bema'u Stumin, Havei Shlonim, Amra Torah, Havei Torin, Shloi Giz Manon, Ein Ruil Mizbeach. So Ein Ruil Mizbeach. So he says, no, it can't be, because when there's a big difference between the two cases. By the Nazir, he's supposed to bring a Karban Shlonim. He's supposed to use some of this money to buy an animal that's not going to be Kachi Kachim. But by the case of the Kan, you're not supposed to buy an animal that's too young for a Karban. So it's true that it's possible to do that. You can buy an animal that's too young for a korban, and that animal is not going to have the full status of kedusha to be subject to meila yet, but that's not what you're supposed to do. So we're not going to discuss designating money for a kan just because there's the potential that some of that money might be used for an animal that's not subject to meila yet. That's not the normal thing for it to be used for. It's normal, and what's expected, and what we want you to do is use all of the money to buy something that is kachay kachim, that would be subject to me'ila already. Okay, says the Mishnah. Next Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Hadam kal b'chila v'chamer v'sofo. Blood starts out kal and then gets more chamer. Nesachin chamer b'chilasim v'kal v'sofo. But nesachim, the libations of a karban, are chamer at first and then they become more kal. What do we mean? Dam b'tchilasav ein molin. Dam at first is not subject to meila. Yotzel anachal kidron molin. But once you pour it through the drainage system of the Beis HaMikdash, what you do is you do is zrikas adam, but then the remaining dam, the shiari adam, you pour by the yisod hamizbeach, and it goes down through the drainage system of the Beis HaMikdash, goes out to nachal kidron. So at first it's not subject to meila. Once it goes to Nachal Kidron, that's when it becomes subject to Mila. So it starts at Kal, and then it becomes more Chamur, it becomes subject to Mila. Nesachin is the reverse. B'tchilasin Ma'olin, then the Nesachin, the Yayin, the Shemin, the libations, originally are subject to Mila. Yardu l'shisin, you don't pour them through the drainage system, you pour them in the Shisin of the Mizbeach. So once you pour them in the Shisin, Ein Molim, it is not subject to Mila. It's Machlokas Masechah Sukkah, what these Shisin were. There's one day in Masechah Sukkah that the Shisin were these two holes that were there that went all the way to the core of the earth. Further machlokas, even if it, and the other sheet is no, it's just two holes that they have to clean out every once in a while because they didn't go that far down. But even within the sheet that goes all the way to the core of the earth, is machlokas who made it, whether it was there from Shesh Simei Bereshis or David HaMelech had to make it. That's the famous story in Sukkah Nun Gimel of David HaMelech, that when he was digging out these shisin, the tahom, the waters from the depths were coming up and threatening to destroy the entire world. So David HaMelech said, is there anyone that knows the halacha? Am I allowed to write the Shem Hashem on a chaspa and throw it in so that on a shard and throw it in so that the water will go back down? So the Gemara says that Achitofel made a kal v'chomer, and Achitofel said, well, if we could erase the Shem Hashem to make shalom in Ish Lishto, so we could for sure erase the Shem Hashem to make shalom in the entire world. And but everyone was afraid to say anything at first. No one wanted to paskin. So David HaMelech says, okay, if you don't paskin, if you know something, you don't say anything, you should choke to death. So then Achitofel said it's called the Chomer, and David Amel threw the Chasmid, and everything was happy. That comes in the context the Gemara discusses why there are 15 Shira Melos. So first the Gemara said he said 15 Shira Melos to make the Shisim go down, to make the water go down. So Gemara says then he should have said Shir Hayardos, not Shira Melos. He wanted them to go down, he didn't want them to come up. So he says, no, throwing the shard it made them go down, but it made them go too far down. So he wanted to bring them back up a little bit, bring the waters back up a little so the ground could be fertile, whatever. That's what the Shira Melos were for. Okay, anyway, says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Molin, Molin Bidam Divrei Meir Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Meir Rabbi Shimon hold there is Mi'ila and Dam, but Chav Mormain Molin, Chav said there's no Mi'ila. My time, the man Dam Rein Molin, why would there be no Mi'ila? So three Shitas, Amr Ula, Amr Krav, Anina Satav Lachem, Shalachem Hu, that it's not Mi'ila, it's Shalachem Hu. To be Rabbi Shmuel Tana, second Shita, Lechaper, Lekapar, Nesatav Lol Mi'ila. Dam is for Kapar, it's not for Mi'ila. Third Shita, Rabbi Yochun Amr, Amr Krav, Ki Adam Hu Benefesh, Yichaper, Lefnei Kapar, Kila Acher Kapar, that Dam Lefnei Kapar is the same as is lacher kapara malach kapara ein bo mila after kapara ein bo mila. Just like after kapara, there's no mila and dam. So before kapara, there's no mila and dam either. So frak the gemara. But if you're going to make the comparison between the kapara and the acher kapara, why don't you say the reverse? Vei mahachi mal the fnei kapara yesh bo mila lacher kapara yesh bo mila. Why don't you say that just like the fnei kapara it does have mila, so lacher kapara also has mila. So it says well, that can't be. V'chiyesh chadavr shnas mitzasa yesh bo mila. It can't be the lacher kapara has mila because there's no such thing as something that's already nas mitzvasa. And it's still going to have mi'ila. Frak the Gemara, really? Amaylo. Hare Truma Sedeshin Shnas Mitzvaso Yesh Bo Mi'ila. Truma Sedeshin is something that's Nasus Mitzvaso and still does have Mi'ila. Answers the Gemara Mishum Davli Truma Sedeshin Ve Evari Si'ira Mishtalech Shneik Suv Naban Ke'echad. Truma Sedeshin and the Evarim of the Si'ira Mishtalech, the Si'ira La'azazel, that would be thrown off the cliff and it would break up into all of its limb by limb, it would fall apart limb by limb. They're Shneik Suv Naban Ke'echad. They are both examples of something that's Nasus Mitzvaso and still subject to Mi'ila. The Kol Sheik Suma Ban Kechad in Melamdin. And whenever you have a unique halacha in two places, those two places are viewed as the exception, they are not the rule. So these are the only two places where something is Nasas Mitzvaso and is still subject to Mi'ila. Says Gemara Hanich Lamandiyam Raveri Sir Mishaleach Einen Mehen. Lamandiyam Einen Mehen Ma'ikal Meimer. That's great if you assume that the Evarim of the Sir Mishaleach actually are subject to Mi'ila, you're not allowed to get anav from them. But what if you hold you are allowed to get anav from them? Then Truma Sedeshin is standing all alone as something that's Nasas Mitzvaso and Yeshbo Mi'ila, and therefore we should use it as a prototype to learn to Kalata Rakula, that you can have things that are Nas Mitzvaso, that you already did the mitzvah, like by the Truma Sedeshin, you already took the shovel of the ashes from the Mizbech, put it down next to the Mizbech, and it's still subject to Mi'ila. Says Gemara, no, we could find another partner for Truma Sedeshin. Mishum Davle Truma Sedeshin and Big Day Kuhuna, Shneik Sumna Ban Kecha. Truma Sedeshin and the Big Day Kuhuna are both examples of something that's Nasus Mitzvaso and still subject to Mi'ila. And since there are two examples, we assume that they are the exception, they are not the rule. Says Gemara again. If you assume that Big Day Kuhuna, when it says v'hinicham sham, he should take them off and place them there, that means that they need to be ganus because they're asur b'hana'a, they're not allowed to be used again. So that's great. I see that even though it's nasas mitzvaso, it needs geniza, it's asur b'hana'a. That works out very well. El Rabbi Dosa, damar mutar l'shtamish ben kohen hedyot, ma'ikal meimar. But according to Rabbi Dosa, who says that it's mutar for kohen hedyot to use those Big Day Kuhuna, so then it's obviously not considered something that's asur b'hana'a. So now what are you going to say? Truma Sedeshin is again standing on its own, and if it's standing on its own, it should be the rule, not the exception. And so Gemara Mishum Davar Truma Sedeshin Ve'Egla Arufa Shneik Suv Naban Ke'echad. We have another partner for Truma Sedeshin, Egla Arufa. Egla Arufa, even after it's Nasas Mitzvaso, is still subject to Mi'ila. Says the Gemara, great. Now you have a partner. You have Truma Sedeshin and Egla Arufa, and since it's two of them, they are exceptions, they are not the rule. Is that necessarily so? Hanich l'mand yamrei melamdin. L'mand yamrei melamdin ma'ik l'meimer. If you hold that when something is said, a chiddush is said in two places, it's the exception, that works out very well. But what if you hold when a chiddush is said in two places, it's actually the rule? You can use those two as a prototype for the rest of Torah. Now what are you going to say? Where do we find such a rule that something that's nas mitzvaso is ein ma'olimbo? Says Gemara, trei miyutek sivi. Even if you hold normally, when it says it in two places, it's the rule and not the exception, over here it's the exception, because each place has a miut that implies that this halacha of mi'ila is unique to these two places. Ksif hasam ha'arufa, uksif hasam v'samo etzal ha'mizbeach. Hani in midiachrin low. That implies only these two places. Do we say that even after having done the mitzvah, it's still going to be subject to mi'ila? Then the Mishnah discussed Nesachim. Nesachim b'tchila ma'olim dan. We said Nesachim originally they are subject to Mila. But then basof, they're not subject to Mila. Says Gemara, Leim masisin delok Rav Lazar Rabbi Tzadik. Our Mishnah seems to be against Rav Lazar Rabbi Tzadik. Titania, Rav Lazar Rabbi Tzadik omer, Lul katan hayi ben kevesh on izbech, Mar Rav Shal kevesh, Achas shishim shana pir chekuna yard mo, Mavin yayin karushu, Domilu gulei dveila, Visarf nasa b'kedusha. There was this little place in between the ramp and the mizbech where all this wine would get stuck, and once every 70 years, enough wine would get stuck there that the young Kohanim would have to go there and scrape it out, and they would have to go burn it b'kedusha. So there was another mitzvah that still had to be done with this wine. It's not yet Nasis mitzvaso. Shem b'kodes ha'sech nechsech sheichar la'ashem. K'shem shenisucha b'kedusha, kach shreifaso b'kedusha. There's this mitzvah of sreifa that you still have to do with it. So our Mishnah said that the Nesachim, at first there's no mi'ila, but once you pour it in, at first there is mi'ila, once you pour it in, there's no more mi'ila. Why? Because it's ready Nas Mitzvasa once you pour it in. But according to Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Tzadik, it's not yet Nas Mitzvasa. There's something else you still got to do with it. You still have to burn it in Kedusha. So it should still be subject to Me'ila. Parenthetically, the Gemara says, "My mashma, how do you see from that pasuk that it has to be straight for b'kedusha? Just because it says b'kodesh haseich nesach sheichal Hashem." So, Vam Ravina asya kodesh kodesh. We learn the kodesh kodesh, a gzer shavik. Ksiv hacha b'kodesh, ksiv hasa mesrafta snosa be'esh v'lo yachal ki kodesh heim. Ma nosa straight for b'kedusha, fainami b'kedusha. We compare it to nosar gzer shava. So, just like nosar has to be straight for b'kedusha, so this also has to be straight for b'kedusha. But either way, big fat question mark right there. It seems that our mission against Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Tzadik, because our Mishnah assumes once you pour the Nesachim into the Shisin, it's now no longer going to be subject to Mila because the mitzvah is done. But according to Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Tzadik, it's not done yet. 70 years from now, or sometime within the next 70 years, so they're going to have to go in, scrape it all out, and burn it all, big Kedusha. So it's not Nasus Mitzvah. So says Mara, Fil Tem Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Tzadik, Di'ikalat. Now, even Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Tzadik would hold that it only requires that additional sreifa if it hits the floor of the of where the shisin are. But if it never hits the floor, if you catch it in a kli, then it's nas mitzvaso. That's the case the Mishnah was talking about, where it's now not going to be subject to mila anymore, because then it's not going to require this sreifa b'kedusha. Ikadamri leim masnisa k'Rav Lazar Rabbi Tzadik di'ikalat. Others say no, maybe the Mishnah is going dafka like Rav Lazar Rabbi Tzadik, and the Mishnah is dafka talking in a case of where you catch it, but the implication is that must be going like Rav Lazar Rabbi Tzadik, because if you don't catch it and it goes to hit the floor, then it would still be subject to Mila, because it would still have the mitzvah of Sreifa. So, Amilo, Midrabanan. No, not necessarily. Maybe it's only saying you need to be kolit, because Midrabanan, you would have to burn it. It's not a Dindor Raisa that it's really subject to Mila. Frankly, Marva Kra Kanasivla, but he had a Pasuk. How can you say his whole din was only a Dindorabanan? Asmachta. We have that all the time. The Pasuk was only an Asmachta. Okay, Mirz Hashem, we should continue learning Kachem, and it should become Lemaisa soon. We're celebrating today, hopefully, according to what many of us believe and all of us hope, we're celebrating today, so that something that leads to being able to do Kachem Halacha LaMaaseh.